So you've been in the human resources department at Rontec for 3 years. And I see from your CV that you joined them straight after university.
That's right.
So, can you tell me a bit about the job?
Well, my first job was human resources assistant. Mm-hmm. I was part of a team of 8, which looks after general human resources for the company. Everything from recruitment, compensation and benefits packages, right through to giving help and advice to the employees. But my main task was recruitment administration.
So what did that involve?
I had to liaise with the managers and the candidates, for example, make sure that all the CVs were circulated to the right people, set up interviews and then deal with follow-up correspondence, check references, all that kind of thing.
And what did you like most about the job?
I suppose a contact with people. You get to know a lot of people in the company very quickly, and a lot of people know you.
And was there anything you didn't like?
Oh, yes. Having to tell candidates that their application had been turned down. I found that quite difficult, especially if I'd had a lot of contact with them on the phone.
Well, I can understand that. I find that difficult myself. But at that stage, you didn't do any actual interviewing.
No, but as part of my general training, I did some courses in interviewing techniques and presentation skills.
And did they help you in your job?
Well, at the time, I didn't find them that useful in my day-to-day work. But when I moved into graduate recruitment in January last year, I had to do a lot of interviewing and give presentations about the company, so I was able to put the skills I'd learnt into practice. Uh-huh. It gave me a lot of confidence to do the job.
Right. OK. Can I now ask you a few questions about your work in graduate recruitment? How different is it from your first job?
I have 2 people working for me, so nowadays I can spend more time interviewing candidates and making contacts with university careers staff, and less time on day-to-day administration.
And what do you find difficult about the job?
Well, one problem is I don't have a background in IT, and sometimes I get asked difficult technical questions during interviews, which I just can't answer. Mm-hmm. That can be a bit embarrassing.
So how do you deal with it?
Oh, I find honesty is the best policy. I just tell them it's not my area and promise to contact one of our people from that field and email them back.
Uh-huh. And they're happy with that?
Yes, it usually works.
OK. I see you have some experience of job fairs. How useful do you think they are?
Yes, attending job fairs at universities is an important part of my job. I think they're really useful for making contact with careers development staff and prospective candidates. Mm-hmm. It can be pretty tiring, though. It means you're out of the office a lot in the autumn and the spring. So we try to share the work between the 3 of us.
Oh, that's fine. OK, can you think of any task where you've had to work independently?
Yes, I have sole responsibility for the UK side of the job swap programme for our graduate trainees.
A job swap programme? How does that work?
Well, Rontec wants its graduates to get as much international experience as possible. Mm-hmm. So, about 18 months ago, they set up a programme which allows graduates from the different subsidiaries to swap jobs for 3 months.
Oh.
For example, a graduate in the Belgian subsidiary can exchange jobs with someone on the UK graduate programme.
That's interesting. Has it been successful?
Yes, I think so. In the first year, I arranged exchanges with 2 graduates from Spain and 3 from France. And this year, there are even more people interested.
Oh. What did you find particularly challenging about the project?
I think for me the most difficult thing was setting the project up and fitting it in with my normal work. I was really busy at the time.
How did you manage it?
Well, in the end, I had to do a lot of extra hours at the weekends, but it was a great learning experience, and I've made some useful contacts in the other Rontec companies.
So why do you want to leave this wonderful job?